And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 8th of May, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Gary Snyder, born in San Francisco, 1930. When he was 15, he read D.H. Lawrence's Lady Chatterley's Lover, and he liked it and went to the library and found some more books by Lawrence, poems, a book called Birds, Beasts, and Flowers. He said, "I was disappointed to find out that it wasn't a sexy novel, but I read the poems anyway, and it deeply shaped me for that moment in my life." He began writing his own poetry. He went off to Reed College, studied anthropology and literature, continued to write, graduated, decided to go to work on a trail crew in the mountains, where he started writing poems about what he saw. He taught himself Chinese. He was inspired by Chinese poetry, went back to San Francisco, got connected to the Beat poets, Allen Ginsberg and others, spent many years studying Zen Buddhism in Japan, lived on a Japanese island, translated poetry, came back to California, taught English at the University of California, Davis, became an environmental activist. Gary Snyder said, "I am a poet who has preferred not to distinguish in poetry between nature and humanity." It's the birthday of Edmund Wilson, born in Red Bank, New Jersey, 1895, the great American man of letters of the 20th century. Never took a teaching position, rarely gave lectures, wrote for popular magazines, The New Yorker and others, went off to Russia, learned Russian and German to write about the history of socialism in his book To the Finland Station. He wrote about Haitian literature, the Hebrew language, the Dead Sea Scrolls, the literature of the American Civil War. He introduced Americans to James Joyce and Proust and Nabokov, and he championed Ernest Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald. And it's the birthday of the novelist Thomas Pynchon, born in Glen Cove, New York, 1937, out on Long Island, author of the novel V, Gravity's Rainbow. His most recent book, Bleeding Edge, came out in 2013. Thomas Pynchon, who said, "Life's single lesson, that there is more accident to it than a man can ever admit to in a lifetime and stay sane." Here's a poem by Gary Snyder on his birthday, Above Pate Valley. "We finished clearing the last section of trail by noon, high on the ridge side, 2,000 feet above the creek, reached the pass, went on beyond the white pine groves, granite shoulders to a small green meadow watered by the snow, edged with aspen, sun straight high and blazing, but the air was cool. Ate a cold fried trout in the trembling shadows. I spied a glitter and found a flake, black volcanic glass, obsidian by a flower. Hands and knees pushing the bare grass, thousands of arrowhead leavings over 100 yards, not one good head, just razor flakes. On a hill snowed all but summer, a land of fat summer deer, they came to camp on their own trails. I followed my own trail here, picked up the cold drill, pick, single jack, and sack of dynamite, 10,000 years. Above Pate Valley, a poem by Gary Snyder, from his collection Rip Rap and Cold Mountain, published by Shoemaker and Horde Publishers, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.